The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice, as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
The last few weeks have been a bit of a drag as we've been asked to stay at home. The novelty wears off a little bit after 7 or 8 weeks. Yet every cloud has a silver lining. Some of our animal friends are having a wonderful time. Cats and dogs are enjoying so much more attention in recent weeks, especially the dogs, I feel. Dogs who were rarely walked are now being walked by Mammy, Daddy, and all the children almost every day. However, in a place called Monmouthshire, in South Wales in Britain, even some undomesticated animals are taking liberties. In Raglan Family Farm Park in Monmouthshire, a flock of sheep which belong to the park have been spotted and recorded playing in a deserted children's playground. The sheep and lambs are pushing each other on the roundabout, or the merry-go-round. They are usually kept away from this area, but because the park is closed, they've been allowed to roam free. Please don't do it now, but it's worth having a look on YouTube after Mass. It's a bit of a giggle. It's no surprise that the image of sheep and shepherds appear in the Gospels. I once knew somebody who actually grew up on a sheep farm. He said that, contrary to popular opinion, the sheep are not dumb animals. He said that cattle ranchers have given the sheep a bad name because sheep don't respond in the exact same way to being herded as cows do. He said that cows are herded from the rear by hooting cowboys and cracking of whips. That won't work with sheep. Stand behind sheep and make a loud noise, and all they will do is scatter, then go around behind you and form a group, because they want to be led. There is a connection here with the Christian community and Jesus' desire that we too be led. In many passages throughout salvation history, God's people are often called the flock. As at Easter, we recalled the Passover, which involved the blood of the lamb being placed on the door lintels. Jesus is described as the Good Shepherd. John the Baptist calls him the Lamb of God. And today in the Gospel, Jesus himself described as the gate through which the flock will be led to eternal pastures. We are his flock, and we are asked to follow and to trust that we can walk in his steps with complete confidence. We have nothing to fear, not even death itself. For as Jesus lives, so also will we. I am told that in Palestine today, it is still possible to witness the scene that Jesus might have witnessed 2,000 years ago, as the Bedouin shepherds bring their flocks home from the various pastures they have grazed through the day. Often those flocks will end up sharing the same watering hole around dusk. They will all get mixed up together, 8 or 9 small flocks all jumbled up in the same watering place. But the shepherds don't worry about the mix-up. When it comes to time to go home, each shepherd uses their own distinct call, a trill or a whistle or a particular tune on a reed pipe, and the sheep recognize their own shepherd and will only follow that shepherd home. They know whom they belong to. They know their shepherd's voice, and that is the only sound they will follow. Here's a question to wake you up. What is an oxymoron? An oxymoron is a combination of two contradictory terms. They seemingly cancel each other out. For example, bittersweet, jumbo shrimp, authentic reproduction, senior management. Okay, I made up the last one. Let me give you another. Good shepherd. Certainly to the modern ear, there doesn't seem to be a contradiction there. That is until you hear that in the ancient world, shepherding was not considered to be the romantic, humble occupation that we might think of it today. In Jesus' time, the shepherd might have responsibility for over 1,000 sheep, outdoors from March to November, and the rest of the year under shelter. The shepherd had to be courageous so that he could fight off hyenas and also many two-legged thieves. The work was hard. During the winter, they would have to build shelters for the sheep. During the summer, forced to move their flocks from place to place to find grass and water. Because they had to trespass so often on private property, they weren't popular with the landowners. Shepherds were looked upon like the gypsies might be in Europe. They were seen to be light-fingered and thieves. So despised were the shepherds under the Jewish law that they were not allowed to be witnesses in court. They were also, like the tax collectors, not allowed to hold any public office. Jesus gave shepherding a better reputation. In time, the disciples became shepherds, and even now it is our turn. While all of us have been called to shepherd, this Sunday is a day when we pray for vocations to the priesthood and religious life, Good Shepherd Sunday. Even today, being a good shepherd isn't always that easy. Whatever our call in life, as shepherds today, there are many competing voices looking for our attention. It can take courage and discernment to hear and to follow the voice that offers new life and great hope. As Jesus hinted at in today's passage, his voice will be heard and welcomed by unexpected audiences and be ignored by those whom we thought knew better. You see, in God's flock, there are going to be so many people you did not expect. There are some people who are not of my fold, Jesus says. Perhaps these are the ones we find so easy to judge and condemn. And I must bring them in too, said Jesus. This shepherd is an inclusive shepherd. As I said, it won't be plain sailing all the time. The good shepherd also has to make sacrifices. Jesus worded it this way: the shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. Lay down your life for a worthless animal? It hardly seems reasonable. That is, until we remember that we are the sheep that he is talking about. Jesus died so that we might have new life, that we too might find the gates of heaven, and guided by him, we might enter in. As we near the middle of the Easter season, we are reminded about what the Christian way is all about. As I said, this Sunday is sometimes referred to as Good Shepherd Sunday or Vocation Sunday. Each of us, whether young or old, whether single, married, priest or religious, we share the same vocation to follow the voice of the Lord. No matter what age we are, we are all called to not only follow Jesus, but we have a responsibility to guide and encourage those who might follow us. Lord, we ask you to guide us. Let us hear your voice in the midst of so many other distractions. Help us to distinguish your unique call for us. Help us to follow you, knowing that you have gone before us and prepared the way. Help us in our turn to lead others to know your voice, that they too might follow you. Amen.